My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. Hour number three, man, it's been a barn burner today. I'm going to tell you right now, it has been a barn burner today from hour number one. David Shostokas talking about constitutional issues, talking about the restricted rights of the federal government versus the rights of the people, and what they're doing. One of the things we got into, which I hope to get into with my next guest, and that is what they did to the Pennsylvania legislators. First, they kicked down the doors at Mar-a-Lago, and then they show up at the legislator's office in Pennsylvania, and they're claiming that certain individuals might in fact be charged with sedition for being electors. Anyway, we'll get into some of that coming up. And then Peter LaBarbera and I read some material out of an article. Again, another article that's going to be up at the website, AmericanThinker.com article. But it's on family life and sexual health. This is curriculum that is being used in grades 4 through 6, according with the Comprehensive Sex Education Curriculum in classrooms across America, and portions of what I read, I couldn't even read the words on air, but if I read just this paragraph, standing on the sidewalk in front of the school, I would be arrested. But this is what they're teaching your children in the classroom. In the classroom. And an eighth grade girl says this: in sixth grade, our school started the flash curriculum. I will never forget the day our male teacher taught us what intercourse was. That was mortifying. She said this testifying when she was in eighth grade. It happened to her when she was 11 years old. So we talked about that, talked with Rick Manning last half hour, but now my good friend, Newsbusters, Free Speech America, the new man, myth and legend. Can I say that? Yeah, I can say that. Michael Morris, welcome, Michael. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me out there, Greg. Really appreciate it. Enjoy being on your show.
Well, always appreciate having you on the show. It's always a joy to bring you over here. Lots going on when it comes to destroying free speech, right?
No, absolutely. There's always something new that the left and big tech are trying to join together at the hip to do to silence their opposition, which is the right, Christians, conservatives, free thinkers across the internet. And, you know, instead of trying to win the debate with facts and ideas, they just try to shut the other side down.
It's really quite something. I don't know, you know, Tucker Carlson, by the way, I didn't see this on your list, but Tucker Carlson had Steve Kirsch on his program on the 10th of August. And he gave some specific documented evidence about the number of mRNA, you know, vaccine safety issues. He noted the FDA and the CDC falsely assured us the approved COVID mRNA vaccines were safe and effective. And then he cited 250 deaths from a 60-minute report on the smallpox vaccine. He talked about several different things, and all of a sudden they went after him and claimed that, oh, he's making it all up and he's lying.
Well, look, it's interesting you bring that up. You know, another individual that's been, I would say, attacked online has been reporter Alex Berenson, or journalist Alex Berenson. In fact, he was locked out of his Twitter account back in August of 2021 for questioning government measures on COVID-19, specifically government lockdowns, mask mandates, and mRNA vaccinations. The Wall Street Journal editorial board actually ripped Twitter, suggesting that the White House pressure bolsters the state actors' argument against Twitter and other big tech platforms for censoring, government pressuring censorship of people like Alex Berenson for questioning COVID-19 measures. And, you know, I think the Wall Street Journal is absolutely right. If government is actually out there pressuring or strong arming these big tech companies to censor content, that's a First Amendment violation. And President of the MRC, Brett Bozell, actually, I think, said it best: Twitter is a proxy for government censorship. Now we have the proof of what we knew was going on all along.
It's really rather interesting.
The Democratic Party started going south, right, with you.
Here we go.
Well, when they violated my trust, Brian, you know, they told the agencies, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, said that these vaccines were safe and effective. And when I started seeing my friends die and be injured, and I started looking at the data, there was no question that this vaccine is the most dangerous vaccine ever created by man. It is 1,000 times more deadly than the smallpox vaccine, and that's too unsafe for people to use. And I could not get even a single minute in front of any Democratic congressman. The best I got was that Ro Khanna gave me to a staff member who took 2 months to get back to me. And when I asked if she had read what I had sent her, she said, no, it disagreed with the CDC, so it's not right, and so I didn't really read it. So that's as far as I ever got.
But you didn't stop there. You did your own research. What did you find? What did you find was effective, and what was the reaction when you put it out there?
Well, what I found was that hundreds of thousands of Americans have been killed by this vaccine, and millions have been injured. And, you know, clearly you are more likely to be injured or dead from the vaccine than if you were unvaccinated. So what they're saying and what the reality is completely opposite. There's a conservative radio show commentator, his name is Wayne Root. He had a wedding 8 months ago. And he had about half conservatives half of his, they're all pretty much conservatives, okay? But half were vaccinated and half were not vaccinated. And he found that of the 100 people that were vaccinated, he had 26 people who were seriously injured. And he had 7 people who died. And in the unvaccinated group, he had 0 and 0.
So, Steve, we don't know.
That is statistically impossible,
right,
if the vaccines are safe.
Right. So we can't verify those numbers. These are numbers that you have. But in turn, the Democrats who you funded exceedingly won't even return your ship, Steve.
All right. So that is Steve Kirsch with Brian Kilmeade, Michael. And you know, it's interesting. That is actually still up on Twitter, surprisingly. That is still up on Twitter. I found that on Shannon Joy, on a Shannon Joy tweet. But this is the kind of stuff they censored. This is the reason I'm no longer on the platform.
Look, you're absolutely right about the censorship from Big Tech. You know, that is exactly the sort of thing that Big Tech has been censoring. If you question, the COVID vaccination shot, if you question mask efficacy, if you question the administration in a lot of cases, you were censored on these big tech platforms, and Twitter was certainly among them. You know, it's interesting, too, the CDC recently just reversed course and is now all of a sudden saying that it should be a personal decision about whether or not you follow through with these things, masking. You know, they're still recommending vaccination, of course. But, you know, very interesting, something that you were called a conspiracy theorist or someone that is trying to kill someone else's grandmother, you know, just a year ago, and now all of a sudden CDC seems to be on board with this whole personal choice and freedom thing.
Yeah, personal choice and freedom, as long as you choose the door that we want you to choose. It's kind of like, you know, you imagine one of those cartoons and there's three doors, right? And then there's the one door and it's the one that's like flashing and the girls are standing in front of it and they're pointing at it and there's an arrow that points directly to it, and the other doors are just plain, and you're looking and you go, well, I wonder what's over there, and they go, no. This one right here, the one where the arrow's pointing, where the flashing lights are, this is the one, yes, there's three doors, but this is the one you're supposed to choose.
Right. And, you know, it's not just COVID-19 that Big Tech is censoring on. You know, they're also going after, quote-unquote, election misinformation or so-called election misinformation. And we've only got more of that here recently.
Right.
The New York Times actually was out pressuring Mark Zuckerberg, who's the CEO of Meta Platforms, Facebook, and Instagram, and they actually got out in front and were saying, you know, Zuckerberg's not doing enough to censor information online in the lead-up to the 2022 election. And then here recently, the New York Times also was pressuring TikTok, saying TikTok isn't doing enough to censor so-called election misinformation. But that just leads me to one thing. Here we go again. You know, a famous line from former President Ronald Reagan. He used to say that during his debate. Here we go again. We're back to the same nonsense that we saw time and time again back in the 2020 election.
Well, and it gets, you know, worse than that, too, when you consider what happened to the, you know, Pennsylvania legislators and now the 20 electors that are on the list, the alternative list, that, in fact, was legally created because there were some questions with regards to the election that were still being debated and in court. And they're not the only state. There were seven states that created alternative elector lists specifically because of questions that pertain to the election. And of course, now with 2,000 mules and this past Saturday, the information that was released by Catherine Albrecht and Craig Phillips, and I'm not going to get him on this week, but Jeffrey, I can't remember his last name right now, but at any rate, we're going to get him on this next week. He was there presenting as well, and you know, they have solid information, Michael, that indicates that there was significant fraud. Epoch Times has something where there, I think it's like 20,500 or 25,000 votes that went to Biden that they've clearly identified were erroneous across several states. And in a couple of those instances, the numbers were close enough that that would have potentially swung the electors in the favor of Trump.
Well, look, and this is the exact sort of thing the big tech companies don't want people talking about online. In fact, Facebook, the parent company Meta, actually quietly revealed that it's preparing to tackle so-called election misinfo. It said that the platform created, quote, a dedicated team focused on the 2022 midterms to help combat elections and voter interference. And here's the crazy part. It actually said, quote, we're working with federal government partners, including the FBI and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, as well as local and state election officials and industry peers, to make sure that we're all preparing for different scenarios. I wonder what scenarios those include. Does that include shuttering Hunter Biden scandals again here in 2022?
Yeah.
What information are these big tech platforms going to hide from the American people leading up to the 2022 elections?
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Michael Morris. We're talking with MRC Newsbusters and Free Speech America and CensorTrack. We'll give you the website for the CensorTrack that they're doing. And my Twitter situation is up there as one of their newer stories. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, coming up right after this brief break.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Michael Morris, Newsbusters, Free Speech America, MRC, and, of course, CensorTrack.org. And yours truly is up at CensorTrack.org. I'm the number 8, so I'm at the bottom right. Under suspension with Twitter as of August the 9th. Twitter suspended radio host Pastor Greg Young for violating the platform's policy on spreading misleading and potentially harmful information related to COVID. Yeah, they don't want it. It says, and here's the thing. The platform replied, your account was permanently suspended due to multiple or repeat violations. Here's the irony, Michael. There's no other notices. There's this one. And not a month before this, I had been suspended, as you know, for like 2 years. And a month before this, I get a notice from them that says, oh, we made a mistake. Well, what I did was is I watched the Alex Berenson. He did an interview. And I was up late one night, an interview on the Charlie Kirk show. And so I wrote them and I said, hey, you know, I'm going to use the Alex Berenson defense because you guys didn't, you know, put in enough. You're supposed to give me 5 warnings and you didn't. You didn't follow your own rules. And so they, I mean, literally within 12 hours responded back and said, oh, we don't want to be, you know, basically we don't want to be sued. They didn't say that, but they said, we've restored your account and it appears that you never did violate our terms and welcome aboard and everything will be restored and all your contacts and everything will be back to normal. And it was for like a month. And then we put up an article about that there'd been, I think the payout is something like $3 billion has been paid out over the last 2 decades, either $3 or $5 billion, in vax injury claims. It's a fact. And they said, oh, well, that we can't have those kinds of facts out here in the Twitterverse. You're out of here, buddy.
Well, again, what's incredible is that there appears, according to what Alex Berenson has actually put out recently, to be some sort of government big tech collusion, according to Berenson's recent reporting on the matter. You know, government has been actually asking, and in some cases coordinating with these big tech companies, to censor Americans on these platforms. You know, and it's truly nefarious stuff. The Wall Street Journal actually concluded in its recent piece about the Berenstain situation, a condominium of big tech and government is itself a hazard to public health and democracy. And they're absolutely right. Anytime you have government pressuring entities to shutter constitutional liberties that Americans hold near and dear, that is a terrifying thing.
And folks, look, and this, you know, at the end of the day, what's going on, and I, you know, we haven't even gotten into Mar-a-Lago, you know, but that's a big deal. But what I want folks to understand is that Mar-a-Lago is not the first time, and I keep saying this, and it has to get through, Michael. They started with Ruby Ridge, then Waco, then the Bundy Ranch, then the Wilderness Reserve, which was again about the BLM encroaching on ranchers' rights, the murder of Lavoie Finicum, and then what we've come to know to be true about J6, which we knew really from the beginning, and now you've got the Epoch Times and their very well done documentary, what really happened on January 6th. You've got Bloody Hill, done by my friend David Summerall. Joshua Phillip did the other one, a friend of our program, and then Nick Searcy's Capital Punishment, the movie. And if you put all of that evidence together, it's very clear that the FBI and other government agencies were directly involved as provocateurs, and the D.C. Capitol Police murdered four Americans that day and allowed Brian Sicknick to be killed. And Michael, nobody wants to report about that. There's a few entities that do, but, you know, and you know what, another one we should get into probably in the weeks to come is OANN just got bumped off Verizon.
Well, one thing I would say, it is very clear that big government bloat is out of control, and you've got the leftist media and these leftist big tech companies out there pushing the narrative of the Biden administration, pushing the narrative of the left, and shutting down those on the right, conservatives, Christians, and even free thinkers, from putting out an alternative message or just a message that counters or is different from the standing leftist narrative.
Yep.
Anything to protect the left. That's what these media companies,
that's what these big
tech companies are out there doing.
Absolutely. 100%. All right, we're out of time. Dede Logason and Sam Faddis are with me next. The demonization of American Christians coming up right after
this. Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food source, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very, very, very pleased, as we do monthly here on Chosen Generation Radio, to welcome the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, my dear friend and sister in Christ, Dee Dee Loggus. And Dee Dee, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Pastor Greg. It's so good to be with you, as always.
Thank you. And very pleased to welcome a new friend of the program. And he's a friend of another friend, Scott Ullinger, the station chief, who regularly appears here on Chosen Generation Radio. I want to welcome another former member of the CIA. Sam Faddis is with us. Sam, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, we're here to talk about the demonization of America's Christians, and certainly the FBI documents, which we will show here in just a moment, do that. Mainstream media is doing that. And Dee Dee, you were just talking with me about the article in The Atlantic by Daniel Panettin, how extremist gun culture is trying to co-opt the rosary. Talk to me about your thoughts on that and just give us kind of some background on that, if you would, please.
Sure. So earlier this week, an op-ed came out in The Atlantic, as you just mentioned, really painting traditionalist Catholics who pray the rosary and also hold, you know, traditional conservative views that love this country. They're patriotic. They want to see America continue to be that shining city on the hill for the rest of the world, promoting biblical values that are enshrined in our Constitution. And saying that Christians, radical traditional Catholics who pray the rosary and own guns or promote themselves as the militant Christians, that this is somehow they are now to be seen as domestic terrorists, potential violent extremists. And everybody's talking about the rosary, but they're not talking about how traditional Catholics have now been labeled radical traditional Catholics. That term, that narrative, that rhetoric is exceedingly dangerous, and we'll talk about more of that as we go on through the show, but it is definitely something Americans need to pay attention to. Right now in the world, we have 360 million heavily persecuted Christians. 312 million of those are persecuted to the extreme. That number is more than the population of the United States of America, and it has increased in 4 years 67%. So it went from 215 million heavily persecuted Christians in the world to 360 million in 4 short years. And what we're seeing now in America is what happens in these other countries where Christians are violently persecuted, is that first they're marginalized and discriminated against, harassed, pushed from the public square, canceled, and eventually you have them othered so much that they are that it's okay to violently persecute them. And if we do not counter what we are hearing, the rhetoric that we are hearing coming both from mainstream media and also our government agencies, then what we will see is the arousal of suspicion and the demonization of American Christians to the point that people will leave the faith and they will be afraid to tell people that they are Christian, and we will see that it is okay to be violent towards Christians in America. We don't want to see that here, Pastor Greg.
Absolutely, we don't. Sam, as a former member of the intelligence community, looking at what you're watching happen with specifically in the FBI, and I know that there have always been differences between the FBI and the CIA, but just taking this as an objective view, what are you seeing from the FBI in its focus towards specifically the Christian biblical belief system?
Right. Well, yeah, as an old CIA guy, it's sort of, we have to swear that we'll never say anything positive about the Bureau when they sign us up, right? But, I mean, all kidding aside, that's kind of the way two brothers give each other a hard time. And I've worked with a lot of special agents and some very good, brave Americans. But what we're seeing now out of the FBI as an institution ought to really not just trouble, it ought to scare everybody in the United States. I mean, you hear this phrase, you are weaponizing law enforcement against the American people. That is not an exaggeration. That is exactly what's happening. What is happening now is not incidental. It is not isolated, disconnected actions. We have the most radical administration in American history in control, and they are absolutely committed to using all the power of the federal government to destroy their political opposition. As mad as that may have sounded only a few years ago, that is the reality that we are right now. And what you're going to do, what they are doing is they are labeling their opponents and defining those labels as equivalent to domestic violent extremes. So the current expression is Christian nationalists, by which I guess, you know, objectively, that boils down to you're a Christian and you believe in America first. These are hardly radical terms, but that's
right.
Now defined as you are a domestic violent extremist. And what that means is law enforcement can come after you. You have been defined as the enemy. That's exactly where we are.
Well, and I just put up a document up on the screen, which is Militia Violent Extremists Federal Bureau Domestic Terrorism Symbols Guide.
Right.
And you know, we've got the Gadsden flag, the Revolutionary War image, the Liberty Tree, and the Betsy Ross flag. And of course, and then a 2A flag is up here as well. When you saw this particular document and it's presumed that these are anybody who has these documents or has these flags is now a militia violent extremist, this is what you're talking about. Am I right, Sam?
Yeah, well, the first thing I thought was that somebody's inventing acronyms faster than I can learn them, because I didn't even know that there were such things as MVEs, militia violent extremists, now, but apparently there are. But yeah, look, all kidding aside, every symbol you just described, and included in that circular also pick images of the Constitution, things like that,
mm-hmm.
You know, the image of the Minuteman, these are all things that once upon a time we learned in grade school to be proud of as images of our history, the Revolution, the Constitution. Now the federal government is officially defining these symbols as indicators that you are a violent extremism. And the word, all of this language is used very, very deliberately. This is it's a trait of all Marxist revolutions. Language has power. They use language very specifically. You're being defined as a violent extremist, which means it is now open season on you for law enforcement to come. So if you're flying the Gadsden flag, you know, the yellow flag with the rattlesnake that says, don't tread on me,
mm-hmm.
that was flown by the Colonial Marines and Navy in the Revolution and actually considered to be the flag of all of our armed forces. If you fly that flag now, and where I live in Pennsylvania, I can't drive half a mile without seeing one, you are now, according to the FBI, suspect as a violent extremist, which means you can expect a visit from them, you can expect the full power of the federal government directed.
It seems that also Pennsylvania has the unique legislature now. The GOP legislature have all had subpoenas served on them by the FBI, claiming that certain members, including the member of one of the county's Republican chairs, is now being accused of potentially sedition, which is insane for simply being on an electors list.
Right. So following the 2020 election, when there was a legal challenge in the court system to the results of the election, a list was put together of alternate electors who would vote for Trump, specifically contingent upon the success of the court case. Nobody drove to D.C. and tried to install these people. They said, in the event that a federal court rules in our favor, then this is the list who will be the alternate. Nothing remotely illegal, nothing to do with sedition. They are in Harrisburg. They're serving subpoenas. They're interviewing people. They went into the majority leader's office the other day, Republican senator, and seized his laptop and took it out. This is pure intimidation, leaning on major political figures in Pennsylvania because they had the audacity to question the 2020 election. That's what it boils down to.
Well, and again, you know, it's our Christian duty to be engaged and involved in these kinds of things, and it seems as though the targeting is predominantly towards people of faith. We'll be back to talk more about that with Dee Dee Laugesen, Executive Director of Save the Persecuted Christians, Sam Faddis, former CIA agent. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I'm very, very, very honored to have these guests with me and to be talking about this important topic. And the reason that we're having this conversation is that tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, there's going to be a very special event that is going to be hosted by the president and CEO of Save the Persecuted Christians, Frank Gaffney, with Charles Sam Faddis, one of my guests today, and Dee Dee Laugesen, another one of my guests today, and Trevor Loudon, who will be a guest on the program tomorrow morning to open the show, and Pastor George Parrott. All of them will be talking about this demonization of American Christians. We've been warning about this for years, and everybody said, oh, you guys, you're making this up. It's not really happening. There's some things happening maybe around the world, but nothing's happening here in the United States. And I just ran through a list, and then I'm going to throw it to my panelists. Ruby Ridge, Waco, the Bundy Ranch, the Wildlife Preserve, and the murder of Lavoie Finicum, And then really those events on January 6th, which have opened the door for them to believe that they can pursue 71 million Americans, most of whom are people of faith.
Well, you know, I think Pastor Sam has a really good description of how Marxism wants to separate everything from between the authority of the state and the individual person. Sam, I'd love for you to expound on that a little bit.
Well, you should always be careful in asking me to expound. How many hours do we have? I'll just still be talking. But look, you're absolutely right. I spent a lot of time, especially early on in my career, working against Marxist-Leninist terrorist groups. That's how old I am. And which means I spent a lot of time having to learn their ideology and talk to them and learn that whole game plan. And it is critical in their view to have nothing that stands between the individual and the state. That's why they want to destroy the family. That's why they want to destroy the church. They want to destroy any institution that allows you to work together. You have to be naked, not before God, but naked before the power of the state. They have to destroy it. So people need to understand, this may be difficult to swallow, and you may not want to view this. You may not want to see the reality of it and just absorb it, but it is true. This is a very, very deliberate effort, and its intention is absolutely to destroy faith. You have to destroy the church. You have to destroy God, in their view, so that everybody is just completely helpless before the power of the state. Same as you got to destroy the family unit.
I don't know if you're familiar with this, Sam. You probably are, but disinformation, General Pacheco. You know, this is the part of the playbook that they use to do that is by smearing leaders in the faith movement and discrediting them and discrediting the church. So that way they can tear it down and people lose faith and confidence in faith, in God.
Yeah, look, you're right. This goes on so many levels and it has been sustained for a very long time. Watch any popular film or television. Who will be the person portrayed as ignorant and racist and somehow to be laughed at and scorned? A person of faith, right? Anybody with traditional values is a rube and a hick and to be despised. So just on that level, it's been going on. But right now, what people need to really appreciate is it is now, we have an administration in power that is sort of taking the gloves off. You know, they're dropping the mask. They are openly weaponizing, have weaponized law enforcement against folks. And when those tens of thousands of new IRS agents arrive, their real mission is not to go out and somehow collect huge sums of money because that, you know, in fairness, their real mission is to be another weapon for use against the American people, against the political opponents.
Well, and we'll hit that on Friday also. Current Revolt, I forget Tony's last name right now, but anyway, he'll be a guest on the program with me, Tony Ortiz. And they've got an article about that. Of the 50 offices that they're recruiting at, 25 of them are in Texas, and they are removing all background checks. They're doing the direct hire policy, and according to documents that Tony has obtained and whistleblowers he's spoken with, they're going to be hiring Antifa in Texas as new IRS agents specifically to go after Christians and conservatives in our state.
Yeah, look, we unfortunately, I'm going to say something that if you told me this even 5 years ago, I would probably say this is the plot of a bad novel. But we now live in a real world in which if you are a political opponent of the regime, you should assume that you can have a knock on the door by the bureau at any time. I had a t-shirt made for myself the other day, not kidding, that I can sleep in that says, "Good morning, FBI, Trump won." and on the back, just because I wanted to twist the knife a little bit, it says, "If you're all special agents, that's not very special, is it?" Okay. So I figure when I'm standing in my boxers in the driveway and CNN wants to broadcast that, I can at least get my message across. But again, all kidding aside, that's the real world. I mean, Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, my state,
unbelievable,
the Freedom Caucus, stopped on vacation by the FBI last week, and they seized his cell phone from a
personal. Personal cell phone. Yeah.
He is a retired Army general, decorated combat vet, and about the most even-keeled, sober guy you can possibly imagine. The FBI is after him because he's a political opponent of the machine.
Dede, you have been spearheading the information war to try to get people to understand the severity of Christian persecution around the world. Taking that into account, did you ever really imagine that it would come home to roost? And I know you and I have talked about that. You're a very bright lady and you look ahead and so on. But did you ever imagine that it would be this blatant?
I did, and I have. I have been sounding the alarm all along. You know, I've always said, protect the right of Christians to believe and worship and associate freely worldwide, or we risk losing the ability and moral courage to exercise our own constitutional right to religious freedom at home. America must counter, American Christians must counter the rhetoric in America, and especially to Christians who stand in solidarity with Israel, believe in traditional marriage, biological basis for gender, oppose abortion, or simply hold that America was founded as a Judeo-Christian nation. This rhetoric is increasingly inflammatory and discriminatory. We see this in other countries where there's the squeeze, then the silencing, and finally the smash. That is the pathway to persecution. And we allow this rhetoric to continue to build at our own peril. I'm very concerned that we will see in the next 10 to 20 years violent persecution of Christians. It's a standard set model for persecution to denigrate, arouse suspicion, blame, and paint in a bad light. And that's what is being happening to Christians in America. We are being demonized.
And so I encourage you folks to please participate with this webinar tomorrow. I'll have a link at the website at chosengenerationradio.com. There's also a link at Save the Persecuted Christians. And I really encourage you to join us and to be aware of this situation. We are going to be held accountable. I firmly believe, and that's why I play this at the end of every program. This is at the end of the day. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world.
that no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.